$7.5 trillion has been gobbled up and, well, it just disappeared, I guess. Went into the abyss since Joe Biden took office. You know how Joe Biden's been saying how great the economy is, what a wonderful job he's done. On the 21st of January, the Dow closed at 30,829. Yesterday, it closed at 29,135. What's that mean? It means that any gains made in the last 12 or 18 months have pretty much been wiped out for a lot of folks. Don't look at your retirement account. Why? Because it's getting pounded. I haven't looked at the futures yet today, but gas prices still up. Oil prices still up. The fact of the matter is gas is up again. That's 8 days in a row. 377 now is the average. A week ago it was 368. A month ago it was 385. We're almost back to that. It's on its way. Joining me is Nick Hopwood, the founder and president of Peak Wealth Management. It's in Plymouth, Michigan. Nick, good to have you back. Listen, it's not just gas and oil, but that's going to be critical because of the pressure on those markets in Europe and world markets, which means people paying for their heating bills here in your home state of Michigan and mine and around the country is going up. The housing market is tight. Interest rates are on the rise. So if you need to get a newer used car to get to work, man, that's going to cost you a pile. I feel like we're getting hit from every angle, Nick. What do you say?
And Steve. And by the way, when I was driving in this morning, I saw gas at 420.
Yeah.
So even higher than what you just mentioned. And think about housing. We have rent at all-time high. Mortgage rates pushing 7% now. Imagine if you wanted to move and you have a 3% mortgage today, and in the new house you'd have a 6.5% mortgage.
Well, here's the problem. What sense does that make? Can you sell your house? I mean, I know that in my neighborhood, the for sale signs a year ago, they were up and gone, up and gone, up and gone, right? Today, what I'm seeing is price reduced on the top of the sign, the little banner, the price reduced. You know, and the houses are sitting there. Are they selling? They are, but not quickly. So if you need to move, you're right. Also, you're going to step into a mortgage that's maybe double or more of where you are currently, right?
That's right. So with the mortgage rate changes, if you were looking for a $500,000 house, the same payment, you're only at a $350,000 house, and that's happened in the last 6 months.
So say that again. A $500,000 house today, or that you have a 3% mortgage on, you'll make the same payment on a $350,000 house with the rates where they are today. So you get less house, same payment is what you're telling me.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So 500 is now 350. And at the same time, you're looking at your portfolio. The market's down 12% in 12 days. It's been a real bloodbath the last couple of weeks.
All right. So what do you think is coming? Because here's what concerns me, Nick. Inflation's still not under control. Again, the price of gasoline is rising again. The price of diesel has come to its floor. And everything in this country moves on diesel, whether it's 18-wheelers or diesel locomotives hauling trains down the tracks. We've got problems in distribution costs. We've got a labor shortage because apparently the government decided to pay a lot of people to stay home. They still wanted things, and that created great inflation, 8.3% most recently, but food is way up. What's going to happen? Are we going into a recession? And if we are, it's not going to be a soft landing, is it?
I think we're in a technical recession right now, and with the way that the Fed is moving interest rates, they're putting us at risk of a full-on recession. And it seems like the Fed, they're talking real tough, you know, with inflation at the levels that it is at like 8.3%. It seems like, you know, they're really taking this seriously, and they're not going to stop raising rates until inflation comes under control, which then puts us in a full-on recession.
Yeah, so what are you telling your customers? Nick Hopwood, the founder and president of Peak Wealth Management, what are you telling your folks that are coming to you saying, because look, I know in your business, people come to you and say, well, their hair's on fire. My God, what's happening? What's happening? I was going to retire. I mean, this is what happens, not just to you, but to, I mean, people are scared. They're freaked out. They worked their whole life, and all of a sudden they see their 401k or their retirement plan shrinking right in front of their eyes. 12%, 12 days, like you said, it's awful. What are you telling folks?
We need to trust the plan. So if you came to us a year ago and you're newly retired or thinking about retiring, we ask you, what do you think that the need for from your portfolio will be for cash flow over the next year. And that needs to be safe money. I'm talking money market, safe money, so you never have to be in a position to sell your investments when they're down, at this point, 25%. So make sure that you have a cash allocation and trust the plan. And if you have time on your side, you can look at this as an opportunity.
And what do you mean by that? I mean, buy low, sell high. I get that basic concept of economics, Nick. I buy low, sell high. That's the plan. But timing the market is also a very dangerous thing to do. And I know people that try to time the market and just get pummeled, right?
Yeah, it is difficult, no doubt. But, you know, if you're adding to your 401, increase your allocation if you have good cash flow. If you have extra money that is coming from a bonus or whatnot, you know, think about adding that into the market to buy low. Right, we're at a 25% drop, and that only happens on average once every 6 years. So it probably is a good time to consider adding money to the portfolio. And it's another thing to consider is a Roth conversion. When the market is down 25% and you have money in your IRA or pre-tax 401, consider doing a conversion at these lower levels. And that means that the rebound will be completely tax-free.
Wow. That's an interesting idea. If people want to get a hold of you, Nick, and ask you some questions, how would they find you?
Yeah, if you're looking for a second opinion of what you're doing right now, whether you're doing it on your own or you're questioning your current advisor, reach out to us at peakwm.com for a second opinion.
PeakWM, that's his Peak Wealth Management, PeakWM. Nick, greatly appreciate you being here. Nick Hopwood, just hang on tight. We always come through these things. Don't panic. That's number one. Do not panic. Nick, thank you for being here as always.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, there you have it. It's been bumpy to say the least. I don't even look. Ivy says I'm not allowed to look. You're not allowed to look at that. Raise your blood pressure. Yeah, probably. I'll take a quick break and be back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Foundation Repair and Waterproofing are your seawall repair specialists. Concrete, wood, or metal seawalls, Bluebird CFW has you covered. They have patented types of sealant and materials they use to keep your seawall protected. Plus, they use the latest in advanced pressure release technology that prevents cracks and restores the strength to your seawall. Bluebird has been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are the number one seawall repair specialist. Go to BluebirdCFW.com and schedule your free estimate. That's BluebirdCFW.com.
Attention all Bridge Card users. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? Farmers markets are a place where Michigan families can connect with local farmers and purchase fresh, healthy produce. Now that opportunity is available to even more Michigan families. Thanks to the Michigan Farmers Market Association and our partners, many farmers markets across the state now accept Bridge Cards. To find one near you, visit mifma.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.